I'm Dr. Lauren Stryker, and I want to welcome you to Come Again, Sexuality and Orgasm, a solution-driven audio series for both non-healthcare professionals and healthcare professionals that addresses the biological, hormonal, and medical reasons for loss of libido, pain with sexual activity, and difficulty with arousal and orgasm. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through what Come Again is, who it's for, and why it exists. I want you to know exactly what to expect so you can decide if it's for you before you commit. Let me start with the why. The reason for Come Again is simple. Most healthcare professionals have no training in treating sexual problems, such as loss of libido, sexual pain, or an inability to orgasm, especially an inability to orgasm. And women are left to their own devices. But there are no up-to-date comprehensive guides that address the biological reasons for sexual problems in midlife, menopause, and beyond. What is out there are lots of psychosocial books and podcasts, many of which are excellent. But an exploration of relationship, self, and past experience is not going to help with the lack of lubrication and clitoral nerve endings that are no longer responsive. You don't need to be told to have a glass of wine and plan a date night if your inability to orgasm is due to decreased blood flow because of aging, low estrogen, or damage to blood vessels from medical problems such as diabetes, cancer treatments, or vascular disease, not to mention the medications that are used to treat those conditions. My goal is to provide solutions, real solutions, to restore sexual pleasure and the ability to orgasm that's been sabotaged by age, lack of hormones, medical problems, or medication. Let me explain what Come Again is. There are 30 episodes. The initial episodes are an overview of female sexuality, arousal, and orgasm, followed by what happens as a consequence of menopause, medical conditions like diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and just aging. Basically, an overview of obstacles to sexual function and orgasm. But Come Again is primarily about solutions, both hormonal and non-hormonal, to eliminate pain, boost arousal, and wake up your clitoris. So the topic can get a little dry, so I throw in lots of fun stuff along the way, including information that's medically completely unnecessary, but interesting, at least to me. Things like the history of vibrators, and there's always your fast-forward button if you don't want to know the story about Napoleon Bonaparte's great-niece's clitoris. You can check out the list of episodes on drstryker.com/comeagain, or on my Substack, drstryker.substack.com. I think it's best to listen or read to the episodes in order. But having said that, each episode stands alone, and you can skip what doesn't interest you, or just go straight to the episode on vibrators. Once you subscribe, all episodes are available on demand. The majority of the content is new for this guide, but there are a few topics that I've covered before. So if you bought my books, listened to my Menopause, Midlife, and More podcast, first of all, thank you. You will hear some content reviewed and updated here. The goal was to have all the information in one place in a logical order for easy reference. Everything in Come Again is science-based, but medical science changes rapidly. What's a given today can be obsolete tomorrow. It's one of the reasons I love studying the history of medicine. It's a constant reminder that we're always learning, and know that some snarky medical student 50 years from now will say something along the lines of, "Can you believe that way back in 2020 they tried to laser the vagina to restore lubrication?" What you will find in this guide is up to date on the day I taped it. It's not realistic for me to revise the tapes as things change. So follow me on drstryker.substack.com for updates and new research. Most important, this material is meant to be educational and informative. It's not a substitute for medical advice, and you need to consult a healthcare clinician for medical care. While I address the medical, biological, and hormonal reasons for difficulty with sexual function, I'm not minimizing the importance of psychosocial issues. It's just not my area of expertise. But lucky for me, I happen to know someone who is an expert. Dr. Rachel Zara is a sex therapist with specific experience on the impact of aging and hormones on sexual function, and she's my guest on a number of episodes to address the psychosocial aspects of sexual response, and also practical things like how to get your partner on board with using a vibrator. Dr. Zara happens to be my daughter, so proud, but that's not why I asked her to be my expert. Rachel holds a PhD in clinical sexology, a Master of Science in Marriage and Family Therapy from Northwestern University, and certificates in sex therapy and sexuality education from the University of Michigan. She's adjunct faculty at Northwestern University, where she teaches sex therapy and is an ASEX certified therapist and supervisor. People who are not her mother can attest to the fact that she's brilliant and knowledgeable. I think I can also safely say that this is the only mother-daughter series that discusses vaginal dryness and what to do if your SSRI has killed your libido and your ability to orgasm. I also want to be clear that Come Again is not a guide to managing menopause. I make references to symptoms that impact sexual function, such as hot flashes, insomnia, and mood swings, but this series doesn't get into the specifics of systemic hormone therapy or non-hormonal solutions to treat non-sexual menopause symptoms. But the specifics of hormonal and non-hormonal options to manage menopause can be found in my books and Substack posts. So who is Come Again for? This guide is intended for anyone who would like to better understand the medical, biological, and physical reasons why so many women have difficulty with sexual function. So this guide is for women, people who care about women, and healthcare professionals that take care of women. While the focus is on women who are midlife, perimenopausal, or postmenopausal, much of the information in this book applies to women regardless of hormonal status. The majority of women in perimenopause or postmenopause are over the age of 40, but there are many women who, as a consequence of surgery, chemotherapy, or premature ovarian insufficiency, or premature menopause, are experiencing those issues below the age of 40. There are two versions. Come Again for All is intended for anyone that's interested, and in addition to the 30 audio episodes, includes additional resources such as written guides and links for more information. The second version is for healthcare professionals, and in addition to the audio episodes, everything needed to incorporate sexual medicine into a general practice, a menopause practice, or a practice that offers sexual medicine exclusively. There are 6 videos that go through the details of taking a sexual history and how to do a targeted physical exam in women with dyspareunia, HSDD, and orgasmic dysfunction. Supplemental material also includes screening forms, charting age, scientific articles, and much more. The complete list of what's included can be found on the Come Again site on drstryker.com. And because I'm trying to do my part to educate the doctors of tomorrow, I'm giving free subscriptions to medical students who participate in the Medical Student Forum on Female Sexual Medicine, a group that I mentor. The forum is open to all medical students across the nation. I'm a gynecologist, and therefore I only treat folks with vaginas, vulvas, and a clitoris. I know next to nothing about penises, medically. The only thing I know is that a penis is basically a larger and much less sensitive clitoris. I completely acknowledge that people born with a penis can be a woman and that people born with a vagina can be men. Still, since this book is about anatomy and biology, I don't have the expertise to help women who have a penis. I'm a gynecologist, and 100% of my experience that I discuss is with cis women. More important, the research that I reference only included cis women. So if you're a man with a clitoris, the facts and recommendations in your case are not backed by the current medical literature. Sexual preference, on the other hand, is not relevant. No matter who you have sex with, including yourself, an orgasm is an orgasm. Arousal is arousal. When I discuss penetrative sex, I'm referring to vaginal penetration with a penis or a tool such as a dildo or vibrator. No matter who or what you have sex with, I just want you to have a good time. And finally, why am I such an expert? It's a fair question. I'm an OBGYN, and most gynecologists know pretty much nothing about this stuff. Most OBGYNs, if you did get the nerve to say, "I'm no longer able to have an orgasm," have no response other than, "I'm so sorry." I used to be one of those doctors who knew nothing about sexual medicine. For a variety of reasons, I became interested in menopause, including sexual medicine, and spent years long after I completed my formal training becoming educated. So my qualifications. I'm a clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Northwestern University, the Feinberg School of Medicine, and a certified practitioner of the Menopause Society. I founded the Northwestern Medicine Center for Sexual Medicine and Menopause and was the medical director for 6 years. I have over 3 decades of clinical experience. I'm a senior research fellow at the Kinsey Institute, Indiana University. I've published numerous academic papers in leading medical journals, and I've written 4 books on menopause and postmenopause sexuality, and am currently working on a 5th in conjunction with AARP and Simon & Schuster. I'm routinely invited to speak at medical conferences to educate other healthcare professionals, including the Menopause Society, the International Menopause Society, Harvard, Yale, the American College of OBGYNs, just to name a few. Over the course of my career, I have spoken at well over 100 medical conferences, and that doesn't cover the hundreds of public lectures I've given. There's more, and on Substack, you can find my CV that includes all of my publications and lectures. Do I know everything? No, but I know more than the average physician, and am constantly learning more. And by the time you finish Come Again, you'll know more than the average physician, much more. And with that, I bring you Come Again. Coming next, episode 2. Do you have good sex? A visit with Dr. Ruth.